York. Well, we finish on a sad note because, of course, as you've been hearing in our Eyewitness News bulletins today, we learned earlier this morning of the death of the founder of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, Joseph Chabalala, 78 years old, passing away at Eugene Marais Hospital in Pretoria earlier today. His wife, Tokozile, apparently at his side. And he had, of course, officially handed over leadership of the group to his son several years ago because his ailing health was making it difficult for him to be on the road touring with the group. I've asked our music journalist, Sean Brokenshaw, to join us and just reflect on the musical legacy, because of course, Sean, good afternoon to you. This is one of the most internationally recognized of all South African groups, 5 Grammys to their name, and it all began with Joseph Chabalala, a former herd boy who grew up on a farm in KwaZulu-Natal. Who would have thought where he would end up?
Well, the man had dreams, and dreams are very important, not just dreams of success, but he had almost a spiritual experience in 1964, where he started dreaming things in soft melodies. At that point, he was the head of the group that would become Ladysmith Black Mambazo. It was actually called Izinyama at that stage, the Black Ones. And it was him, it was two brothers and cousins. And he started having these dreams, and they were almost prophetic in their nature, and they informed him to actually change the name of the band, first of all, and secondly, to translate them into music and into melodies, the beautiful, soft, spiritual melodies that the group has become famous for. Mm-hmm. And the name itself, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, comes from Ladysmith. As you said, he grew up as a herd boy. And it was quite natural for him and his brothers and cousins to form a group because they would sing together while they were herding cattle. Black Mambazo refers to, obviously, the black ox, which was the strongest farm animal because he came from a very rural family in Ladysmith. And Mambazo is an axe, which is symbolic of the choir's ability to chop down all the competition. They were so good at the beginning that they dominated singing competitions from 1964 onwards. Mm-hmm. By 1973, when they were noticed by Geller and they got a recording contract, that prompted the organizers of these competitions to say, no, you're too good. You're not allowed to compete anymore. They were banned. Not banned heavens. From them. They were guests of honor, but they weren't allowed to compete. Very much like Brenda Fassie when she was growing up. Same sort of thing. And it was the association with Paul Simon that brought them to the world's attention. But all of the success, and there were 16 Grammy nominations, 1 Academy Award nomination, actually for a film called Tiptoe, which was about Eskatamiya music and them. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Eskatamiya comes from the Zulu root word katama, which means to walk softly. And it's that style of singing, and it's also the fact that people would sing softly late at night and tiptoe because the old people and the children were sleeping. Mm-hmm. So that also has a sweet aspect to it. So they were the people that carried the torch of Eskatamiya culture to the world. And it's not just about music. It's not just about one album, one association with Paul Simon, some Grammys. No, the fact that they're ongoing and they're evolving. The group now is made up of Joseph's sons and cousins, but it's still a family group. And the fact that they still evolve, they still win Grammys, they still get nominated, they still are in massive demand overseas, proves that they weren't just a flash in the pan. They really are important in South African music. They also carried the torch of choral music, which is very, very important in terms of our culture, yeah, and in terms of so many people growing up. The sound of rural choral music is probably the sound that permeates more than anything else. So, yeah, a huge figure, an enormous figure, a beautiful, lovely man who had sweet dreams and visions and lived them out to a fine old age. He went into hospital for the last time about 2 months ago. He had problems with his spine. And then suddenly today, on all days where Madiba was released, he died. So he is definitely huge. He's a massive South African figure, not only a musical figure.
Sean Brokenshaw, always something interesting about the history of the music that we love. I so wish we had time to play out with a song, but we're not going to have time. I'll have to leave that for John Matham to do. I'm sure he'll squeeze one in this afternoon. Sean, thanks so much for those reflections on the life and the legacy of Ladysmith Black Mambazo's founder, Joseph Chabalala, passing away earlier today at the age of 78. Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes. For me, that's the song. That was the song I'm going to be singing in my car on the way home today.